configuring NVDA. Now you know sort of features that NVDA supports, including object navigation and web browsing and some applications. Now it's time to configure NVDA's preferences to your liking. The one-stop center for NVDA's configuration is Preferences menu, where it houses settings such as allowing NVDA to start when Windows starts, to advanced things such as customizing how NVDA pronounces words and punctuations, and other settings that might happen added by add-ons. You'll meet add-ons in the last chapter, in Chapter 9. Due to time constraints, the whole preferences has been divided into several parts. In Part 1, this chapter, Chapter 6, we will tour NVDA preferences, beginning with preferences overview and up to mouse settings. And in Chapter 7, we'll pick up and we'll go over review cursor and up to configuring punctuation pronunciation to your liking. Along the way, we will discover how to save the current configuration, revert to save one, and restore everything to factory defaults. And for some settings, I'll give a brief demonstration of consequences when changing certain settings. So, let's begin the tour with a brief overview of Preferences menu. NVDA Preferences menu. The options you can use to customize NVDA to your liking is housed in NVDA's Preferences menu. And let's take a tour of NVDA Preferences menu and note that because of the extensive options out there, we will not tour all items at once. We'll divide them into two chapters. So let's go to NVDA menu, NVDA N.
NVDA menu.
Now press P for preferences.
General settings, G.
So let's go through each of the menu items. And I'll give you a short overview on that.
General settings.
This is the dialog where you can customize NVDA's interface and whether NVDA starts at when Windows starts.
Synthesizer, S.
Allows you to configure which synthesizer to use as well as speech output device.
Voice settings, V.
Voice settings allows you to configure various characteristics of the chosen synthesizer voice.
Braille settings, R.
Braille settings allows you to choose which Braille display to use as well as configure various Braille options.
Keyboard settings, K.
Allows you to configure various keyboard options available for you, such as speaking when you type something, or speaking the command keys and so forth.
Mouse settings, M.
Allows you to configure various mouse settings, including mouse resolution, that is, how much text will be spoken when you move the mouse, and speech and beep feedback.
Review cursor, C.
Allows you to configure various review cursor options.
Input composition settings, I.
Mostly useful if you want to configure Asian input settings.
Object presentation, O.
Useful if you want to configure how objects are presented.
Browse mode, B.
Configures various browser mode settings such as maximum characters in a line and so forth.
Document formatting, F.
Various formatting options such as speaking font, style, and so forth.
Speech dictionary submenu D.
Allows you to customize how words are pronounced. There are three dictionaries: temporal dictionary, speech voice dictionary, and default dictionary.
Punctuation / symbol pronunciation, P.
Allows you to configure how symbols and punctuations are pronounced by NVDA. And other settings out there, such as
OCR settings, instant translate settings, general settings, G.
And we're back at general settings. And the last two options, instant translate and OCR settings, these are add-on dependent. That is, if the add-on provides these settings, you can configure them from here as well. And as I mentioned before, we will not be going through the settings in one sitting, but we'll divide into two parts. Likely, in the first part, we will go all the way to mouse settings. And then we will learn about how to save and revert to saved configuration. After that, in Chapter 7, we'll pick up from mouse settings and we'll continue through speech dictionaries and other advanced settings, and we'll talk about how to reset configuration to factory defaults. So let's get started with touring the preferences, starting with General Settings dialog. The General Settings dialog. In General Settings, you can configure various interface options of NVDA, such as language that NVDA uses to speak its messages, as well as check whether you wish to have NVDA start when you log on to Windows. To go to General Settings, you would go to NVDA menu, and then you would choose Preferences, and then General Settings. Or you can use a dedicated shortcut key, Control-NVDA-G, for General Settings. So I'll press a shortcut key, Control-NVDA, and letter G.
General Settings dialog. Language requires restart to fully take effect. Combo box user default collapse all down.
Now, the first option you heard is language. This means that you can choose NVDA's message. You can choose hear NVDA's messages in a given language. NVDA supports 40 or so languages. By default, the option is user default Windows. That is, it'll use whatever locale setting that you set your Windows to. For instance, if your Windows locale is English, then NVDA will speak its messages in English. Likewise, if you set your Windows locale to Spanish, then NVDA will come up talking in Spanish, provided that your synthesizer has a Spanish voice. And to give a demonstration on that, I'll be switching temporarily to Korean. And I'll switch back to English in a bit.
Korean, call.
And for this reason, I'm using Nuance Vocalizer, as you heard, and I have a dedicated Korean voice with me.
Voice, you know, Korean, Korean.
That's the Korean voice that you hear. And I'll try to give you a rough translation of what you hear when you switch to the language.
언어 변경 다이얼 라그 새 언어를 적용하기 위해서는 현재 환경을 저장하고 NVDA를 다시 시작해야 합니다. 엔터를 눌러 환경을 저장하고 NVDA를 다시 시작하시거나 취소하고 수동으로 다시 시작해 주세요.
Now, what it said was language change dialog. In order for new language to take effect, you must restart NVDA. Press enter to start NVDA restart NVDA automatically, or press escape to start it manually. Now press enter.
PIN.
Now, that's Korean, and I'll switch back to English.
일반 설정 대화 상자.
Now, that's Korean version of that.
V. Samantha English United States.
And I'll switch to the English again. I'll press enter.
Language configuration change for the new language to take effect. The configuration must be saved and NVDA must be restarted. Press enter to save and restart NVDA, or cancel to manually save and exit at a later time. Pain.
Then that is the effect of changing the NVDA's interface to another language. I'll go back to General Settings dialog.
General Settings dialog. Language requires restart to fully take effect.
Now that is the NVDA's interface language. NVDA supports a wide array of languages, including Windows Locale and English. It supports languages such as Spanish, French, Slovak, Slovenian, Russian, and other languages such as Arabic, Chinese, Thai, and so many other languages out there. The next one is
save configuration on exit checkbox checked all desk.
If you check this, then NVDA will save the settings automatically for you. If you don't check this, then you have to save configuration manually by pressing Control-NVDA-C. More on that at the end of Chapter 6.
Warn before exiting NVDA checkbox checked alt W.
Now, if you check this, then NVDA will say, if I press NVDA-Q,
exit NVDA dialog, are you sure you want to quit NVDA?
That is a warning dialog that you see.
Not
if I don't check this,
pain,
then NVDA exits without asking for any confirmation.
Task. General's warn before exiting NVDA checkbox not checked.
Now that's the checkbox that's that is usually checked, especially if you want confirmation when NVDA quits. I'll press tab. The next item is
logging level, combo box input slash output collapsed all info.
Now, by default, it is
logging level, combo box info collapsed focused all go.
Now, that is the, by default, it is info. The log level is used to specify how much information NVDA will store in its log as it runs. By default, it is info, where it gives you minimal information and gives you log info that gives information as NVDA runs, such as app module that it's using, the synthesizer is using, and so forth.
Debug warning.
It gives you debug and warning messages.
Input slash output.
Shows you what keyboard you, what keys you pressed on the keyboard or broad display or on touch screen, and shows you NVDA's spoken output.
Debug.
Debug. It only gives you debug messages. If you are filing a ticket on NVDA project website, it is recommended by NVDA developers and users to set your logging level to
input slash output.
Input output. As it allows NVDA developers to get a sense of what keys you press and what NVDA spoke to you. Next one is
automatically start NVDA after I log on to Windows checkbox not checked Altia.
If you didn't check this, then by default it is usually checking unchecked. But so what happens is if you check this box, when you start Windows, NVDA will start automatically. If you don't, you have to check, you have to start NVDA by pressing Control Alt N. This is only available if you're using NVDA as an install copy.
Use NVDA on the Windows logon screen requires administrator privileges checkbox checked.
If you check this, NVDA will start when you use secure screens such as user account control, Windows logon, and so forth. Mostly useful if you are using your computer with more than one user account and if you wish to perhaps type in passwords and so forth. This is only available if you're using installed version of NVDA.
Use currently saved settings on the logon and other secure screens requires administrator privileges button.
Now, if you check this, then now if you press this, you'll hear
warning dialog, custom plugins were detected in your user settings directory. Copying these to the system profile could be a security risk. Do you still wish to copy your settings? Yes button, Alt Y.
Now, press Y and then
secure desktop.
User account control dialog. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer?
Now, that's the message you hear when you check the previous checkbox of setting NVDA on Windows logon and other secure screens. And user account control introduced in Windows Vista is one of them. And I press Alt-Y to continue.
Copying settings dialog.
If you're using Windows Vista, there will be continue button. Bear in mind that if you have many custom packages or add-ons, it'll take a long time to save it to system settings dialog. By default, NVDA user config is stored on the user's local roaming, the user app data that folder. And then the system dialog is stored on the program files folder. The system config is used in secure screens. These will be Windows user account control and logon screens. And again, this button is only available if you're using installed copy of NVDA.
Success dialog, successfully copied NVDA user settings. OK button. General settings dialog. Use currently saved settings on the logon and other secure screens requires administrator privileges button.
So these three, two checkboxes and the button are only available if you're using install copy of NVDA. And as you heard in the first chapter, technically my first and second chapters, there are differences between the temporary install and portable copy. And then the most privileged copy is the installed version of NVDA.
Automatically check for updates to NVDA checkbox checked Alt U.
The next option is automatically check for updates. If you check this box, every 24 hours, NVDA will check for new version of itself. New version that is up, check for new snapshots, new releases, new beta versions, and so forth. If you're using snapshots, it'll be practically every day because you'll check it once every 24 hours. If you're using release version, it'll depend on when NVAccess releases new version of NVDA. If you're using beta versions or pre-release versions, it'll be whenever the new pre-release version is made, as well as when the official release has been made.
Okay button.
And that is it when it comes to general settings of NVDA. Synthesizer Settings Dialog. The Synthesizer Dialog allows you to configure which synthesizer to use when you use NVDA, as well as choose the output device used when you use the particular speech synthesizer. So, to get to Synthesizer Dialog, or what I term Synthesizer Settings Dialog, press Control NVDA S, S for Synthesizer Dialog, or press NVDA N for NVDA menu, then go to Preferences, then Synthesizer Dialog. So I press the shortcut key, Control NVDA S, for the synthesizer.
Synthesizer Dialog. Synthesizer. Combo Box Nuance Vocalizer 5.5 Collapse Doll Desk.
Now that is the synthesizer that I'm using. The list of synthesizer may vary depending on which synthesizer you have installed on your system, as well as any add-on synthesizers you may have on your computer as well. The default is
eSpeak.
eSpeak. And
Microsoft Speech API version 5.
That's the version that's shipped to Windows XP and beyond.
No speech.
No speech. Even though speech may not be there, you can still view what NVDA says by going to Speech Viewer. And for me, that is it. And I'll give a demonstration of supported synthesizers in the next segment. But for now, so let's choose Nuance.
Nuance Vocalizer 5.5.
As mentioned previously, NVDA comes with eSpeak by default. Nuance you can purchase from various vendors for about 75 euros, which is about $95, and other currencies. And it gives you familiar voices that you may have heard from Victor Reader Stream, the first edition that is, and iPhones. The next item after that is
Output Device, Combo Box Microsoft Sound Mapper Collapsed Alt D.
This allows you to control which output device will be used by that particular speech synthesizer. And it depends on the sound card and whatever sound driver you have installed on your computer.
Speakers Connex and High Definite.
That's the one that I have on my notebook.
SPDIF Interface Connex and High. Speak Microsoft Sound Mapper.
And so forth. And if a USB headset connected, it'll also show up. And then, so forth.
Okay button.
And that is it when it comes to configuring synthesizer and output device in NVDA. For a list of supported synthesizers, I recommend consulting NVDA's user guide or listen to the next segment as we go through demonstrations of some of the speech synthesizers that are in use, at least on my system, and others you may have heard of, as you listen to NVDA tutorials and as demonstrated by other people in other podcasts. Supported Speech Synthesizers. Now we've toured the synthesizer dialog. I'm sure you might be wondering, which synthesizers does NVDA support? I'm sure you might have heard Nuance and eSpeak and Microsoft SAPI. To give a few of supported synthesizers as mostly popular ones out there, I have installed a number of additional voices so that you can hear how they sound like. So first of these is obviously Nuance Vocalizer.
Untitled Notepad.
That's Nuance Vocalizer speaking.
Synthesizer. Nuance Vocalizer 5.5.
Now that is the one.
Synthesizer. Nuance.
Now that is the one that's popular in iPhone and other products, especially older Victor Reader Streams. This is the one that I usually use for tutorials, mostly because it has fast response and it has human sound and voices. The next one is
Svox Pico synthesizer.
It's Svox Pico. It's Svox Pico. if you're using Android, especially TalkBack, you might be familiar with this voice. People say it's quite slow, but it's still intelligible.
eSpeak.
This is a default speech synthesizer that comes with NVDA. The latest version of this is 1.47. At the time of this recording, the 1.47 has been announced. By the time you listen to this, it might have been changed to 1.48 or other versions. Next one is
Microsoft Speech API version 5.
Microsoft Speech API. The voice is different depending on which operating system you have on your system.
No speech.
And no speech as always.
Untitled Notepad. Edit multi-line. Blank.
Now, let me type in some text so that you can't listen to the voices.
Chaos of Lee. Blank.
Or
MP user guide you.
Let me open the user guide.
Extra voices NVDA windows.
Now that's the site you go to when you want to look at the extra voices.
NVDA main 5932.
Now this is the user guide that we use.
Out of list table of contents. 1. Introduction heading level 2.
Now let me read the page. For those who are using Internet Explorer or Firefox, I'm sure you can open the user guide or other documents to read and test out various synthesizers. Number one, the first one, Nuance Vocalizer. This is Samantha from Nuance Vocalizer.
Heading level 2-1, Introduction. Non-visual desktop access NVDA is a free and open source screen reader for the Microsoft Windows operating system, providing feedback via synthetic speech and braille. It enables blind or vision impaired people to access computers running Windows for no more cost than a sighted person. NVDA is developed by LinkNV Access, with contributions from the community. Heading level 3-1.1, General Features. NVDA allows blind and vision impaired people to...
And this is Nuance Vocalizer. Next one is eSpeak.
Synth eSpeak.
NVDA main 5932 1.11. Introduction heading level 2.
This is the same text. This is chapter 1 of the user guide. Now this time using an eSpeak's English United States variant.
Heading level 2-1, Introduction. Non-visual desktop access NVDA is a free and open source screen reader for the Microsoft Windows operating system, providing feedback via synthetic speech and braille. It enables blind or vision impaired people to access computers running Windows for no more cost than a sighted person. NVDA is developed by LinkNV Access, with contributions from the community.
Now, this is eSpeak. This is not the default voice. The default voice of eSpeak is...
With voice English. Voice default. Voice in Scottish. Voice default. Out of list NVDA allows blind and vision impaired people to access and interact with the Windows operating.
Now this is...
1.1. General feed 1. Introduction headed. Voice Lancashire. Voice English RP. Voice English double. Voice English F.
Now this is eSpeak and that's the default voice that you heard. This is the default voice that NVDA comes with. The next one is Microsoft Speech API 5.
Synthesizer Microsoft Speech API version 5.
I press enter, and you notice the difference.
NVDA main 5932 user guide Windows Internet Explorer.
For those who are using Windows 7 and earlier, this is new voice. It is not the voice that ships with XP, Vista, or 7. The male voice that you just heard is indeed the one that comes with Windows 8.
Table NVDA 1 introduction heading level 2.
Let me read that the same text again.
Heading level 2-1. Introduction. Non-visual desktop access NVDA is a free and open source screen reader for the Microsoft Windows operating system. Providing feedback via synthetic speech and braille, it enables blind or vision-impaired people to access computers running Windows for no more cost than a sighted person. NVDA is developed by LinkNV Access, with contributions from the community.
Now this is, no, it may sound like VoiceOver's Alex, but it is not. This is Microsoft David that ships with Windows 8's narrator. If you're using Windows Vista, Windows 7, it'll be Microsoft Anna. If you're using Windows XP, it'll be Microsoft Sam.
Out of list 1. Introduction heading level 2.
Of all the synthesizers, this is quite the slowest. The next one is something that you may remember from Android.
Nuance Vox Pico synthesizer.
Pico.
The main 5932 user guide Windows Internet Explorer. First of the first general 1. Introduction heading level 2.
Now, this is quite still intelligible. This is Xbox Pico, as you may heard from Android.
Heading level 2-1. Introduction. Non-visual desktop access NVDA is a free and open source screen reader for the Microsoft Windows operating system. Providing feedback via synthetic speech and braille, it enables blind or vision impaired people to access computers running Windows for no more cost than a sighted person. NVDA is developed by LinkNV Access, with contributions from the community. Heading left.
Now, this is Xbox Pico, as you may remember from Android days. There are other super synthesizers out there, the most popular ones being the Ivona text-to-speech, as well as older versions of SAPI, include SAPI 4, Newfun synthesizer, and LNH True Voice, and SAPI versions of other popular synthesizers. There are synthesizer add-ons for other ones, such as desktop access, and supposedly double talk or triple talk, and other such synthesizers. And at this time, I'll take a moment to clarify that ETI Eloquence is unofficial, it is not supported officially because of copyright reasons. Although there is an add-on for this software, you cannot use it legally because of copyright issues that NV Access faced when talking to Nuance, who acquired Eloquent Technologies a long time ago. So this is a parade, I should say, of supported synthesizers with NVDA.
Nuance, NVDA main 5000.
I think overall Nuance Vocalizer is mostly friendly. To learn more about speech synthesizers, go to Extra Voices section of NVDA project website, or have a take a look at supported synthesizer section of NVDA user guide, which is chapter 10 of the user guide. So let's move on to the next setting, shall we? The voice settings dialog. Now you've chosen your favorite synthesizer, it's time to configure the voice to your liking. The headquarters to changing voice characteristics is NVDA's voice settings dialog. You can access it by going to NVDA menu Lab Preferences, or you can go there directly by pressing Ctrl NVDA V for voice. So I'll use a shortcut key to launch voice settings dialog. And note that the settings in there may vary depending on which synthesizer you have chosen.
Voice settings dialog. Voice. Combo box Samantha English United States collapsed all B.
This is a list of voices that you can choose from. If you're using eSpeak, it is the language that eSpeak supports. If you're using Nuance Vocalizer, it'll be the voice that you have installed. It depends on whatever synthesizer you have chosen. I have Samantha and...
You know Korean, Korea.
That's because I'm also doing NVDA translation in Korean.
Samantha English United States.
So that, again, depends on whatever synthesizer you're using. Next one, which is also interesting.
Variant. Combo box compact collapsed all dia.
Now, if you're used to iPhone and VoiceOver before, you may see that VoiceOver usually uses standard or premium voices. But in most cases, compact is used. If you're using eSpeak, it'll be the voice names that the language supports. And for Nuance Vocalizer, it'll be the voice quality. We have compact and its usual siblings.
Standard. Standard high. Premium. Premium high.
And for memory reasons,
compact.
I'm using compact for demonstrations. Next one.
Rate. Slider 60 all dark.
Allows you to change rate, and you can use arrow keys and page up, page down, home, and to change the value. If you use arrow keys, you can increase the value by pressing up and left arrow, decrease it by pressing down and right arrow keys. If you press page up and page down, it'll increase and decrease the value in a greater amount. Press home to set it to maximum value, press N to set it to minimum value, like this.
70.
Page up,
80.
Page up,
90.
Page 80, down, page 70. Down. Down arrow.
62, 61, 60.
Okay. Now that is again, depends on synthesizer, how much rate change, how much you can change rate. Next one.
Pitch, slider 50 alt P.
You can use the previously mentioned arrow keys, page up, page down, home, and to change the values like
60, 70, 80, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50.
By default, it's set at 50%. Next.
Volume, slider 100 alt L.
Not all synthesizers supports this, so you can change the volume
100.
And to go to 0, 100. 100 go to maximum. Now, these are sliders. Some synthesizers add additional settings to voice settings dialog, such as eSpeak, which adds inflection and rate boost and so forth. And then the next ones are checkboxes, and these are global to all synthesizers, unless if the synthesizer doesn't support this.
Automatic language switching when supported, checked. Automatic language switching when supported, checkbox checked, folk.
Checkbox checked. This means by default it's checked, but it was originally unchecked in my usage. If you're familiar with VoiceOver, when you hear multilingual documents, well, provided that if you enable two or more languages in the language order, you can listen to these multilingual documents using VoiceOver, and technically these are using Vocalizer. You can listen to the multilingual voice documents using multilingual voices. If you uncheck this box, then the document will be read using the chosen voice and language. Next one, this is mostly useful for English and other languages, which has these.
Automatic dialect switching when supported, checkbox not checked.
By default is
checked, not checked.
Check, not checked. What it means is that if a language has multiple variants or dialects, when NVIDIA encounters this, it will switch to the appropriate dialect. For instance, if you have a document written in English, but you notice that some portions were written for UK users while others were written for US users, in the beginning, NVIDIA will read using UK English voice. Towards the end, if the section for US customers is read, NVIDIA will switch to US English. The examples of languages with dialects are English, for UK, US, India, Australia, and South Africa, and eSpeak has more of these. French for France and Canada. Spanish for Latin America and Spanish and European. Portuguese and other languages. Next one.
Punctuation slash symbol level. Combo box sim collapsed all down.
That's a default value. This changes the amount of punctuation that will be spoken when NVIDIA runs. So that there are four values of
none,
some,
most,
all. This can be changed without coming to voice settings dialog by pressing NVDA P. P for punctuation.
Symbol level most, symbol level all, symbol level none, symbol level some, symbol level most, symbol level all.
What I'm pressing is NVDA P.
Symbol level some.
Symbol level some. The next one is
capital pitch change percentage edit. Selected 30.
Now, if you set it to 0, then capital letters will be spoken using same pitch as the rest of the text. If you change it to any value, the pitch will change. The greater the value in positive integers, the pitch will increase. Next one.
Say cap before capitals, checkbox not checked, alt C.
For synthesizers that doesn't support pitch rate change, you can check this box to ask NVDA to say cap before saying the capital letter.
Beat for capitals, checkbox checked, alt B.
Useful if you want some extra feedback, and if the speech synthesizer doesn't support rate change for capitals, you can enable this to hear the capital beeps. You'll encounter what I mean by these beeps when we go into keyboard settings dialog.
Use spelling functionality if supported, checkbox checked, all desk.
Mostly, if you encounter a loan word, which is also a word, especially in English, if you encounter A, it could be letter or word. If synthesizer supports this, then it will allow you to read that particular letter as a word in some circumstances.
OK button.
And that is all when it comes to voice settings dialog. The next segment, we'll talk about how to change some settings without ever coming in here to voice settings dialog using dedicated shortcut keys, using some keys and arrow keys, where you can change this value anywhere as you run NVDA. Synthesizer settings ring. You may recall that I mentioned a handy feature where you can change some voice characteristics without ever going to a voice settings dialog. This turns out to be synthesizer settings ring, a group of keys which allows you to change NVDA's voice settings characteristics anywhere, anytime. This uses Control NVDA and arrow keys, and for some newer laptop layout, it is Control NVDA Shift and arrow keys. Bear in mind, just like voice settings can change based on the voice, the synthesizer driver. So does the synthesizer settings ring changes based on the synthesizer driver. Some settings are available on some, while others are not. So, to go through synthesizer settings ring, you will press Control NVDA and arrow keys such that Control NVDA left and right arrow goes through settings, and Control NVDA up and down arrow changes values. By default, we have rate. If I press Control NVDA left arrow,
variant compact.
Okay, that's a variant. Not all synthesizers have this.
Rate 60.
Rate 60. By default is
rate 50.
50. So I'll press Control NVDA up arrow.
Rate 50. Rate 60. Rate 65. Rate 70. Rate 75.
And it changes really quickly. If I press Control NVDA down arrow,
rate 70. Rate 65. Rate 60. Rate 50. Rate 40. Rate 60.
I'll leave it at rate 60. Control NVDA right arrow.
Pitch 50.
Pitch 50.
Pitch 40. Pitch 50. Pitch 40. Pitch 50. Pitch 50.
50 is enough. And Control NVDA right arrow.
Volume 100.
Volume.
Voice Samantha English United States.
And Control NVDA right arrow.
Variant compact. Rate 60.
And we're back. And you use Control NVDA left arrow to change the settings. To give a demonstration that not all synthesizers have all the settings, I'll switch briefly to eSpeak.
Untitled notepad, edit multi-line, blank.
This is eSpeak's United States English voice.
Rate 35, rate 30.
Rate 30, and the even the values changes. Control NVDA right arrow.
Pitch 40.
Control NVDA right arrow.
Inflection 75.
Inflection, this is something that's not there in Vocalizer.
Volume 100, voice English as variant max, rate 30.
And so forth. And I'll switch to
Untitled Notepad. Edit mode.
This is a handy feature where you can change voice characteristics from anywhere else. By default, it is set to a rate. And feel free to practice the settings anytime to change some values and change some rates and pitch and so forth. You can even choose languages, the voice supported voice languages, using the voice synthesizer setting as a ring. And to recap this, Control NVDA, and then in some cases Control Shift NVDA, and then left and right arrow goes through the settings, and up and down arrow changes values. So in summary, this is all there is to it in part one. But we're not done with Chapter 6. We'll come back in Part 2. We'll continue on with Braille settings dialog and other goodies out there. And you'll meet more settings in Chapter 7. But because of timing, this is it for Part 1 on Chapter 6. We covered general settings, synthesizer, and voice. In Part 2, we'll continue on with Braille and other goodies out there, as well as how to save and revert to saved configuration. So, see ya next time in part 2.